Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free from my super-secret back cave, folks. We are back, and back in the middle of greatness. I told you I'd be back. So, if you are new here, this is your one-stop shop for everything WWE. So, come on in, kick your feet up, get something cool to drink. It is still relatively hot out there in the cave, so we are going to keep going forward. I'm going to give you guys a bit of a roadmap. So, I did kind of the show stuff, Raw, NXT, SmackDown on this past Saturday. Today, it's going to be all about the talent roster on WWE, the PWI 500 that just came out this past week, and yes, folks, I am going to go through the entirety of the PWI 500, and then I've got some thoughts about the possibility, keyword, possibility of CM Punk coming back to WWE. So, let's just jump straightway in. This is, we're going to be talking about the current roster, and I'm going to go through each one. I want to give you a keep or let go, give you a quick little blurb as to why I'm thinking those things. This picture that I'm seeing right now is courtesy of the good folks over at Cultaholic. I took a screen grab. They had in their background, for their news update, they had a picture of the current talent roster. So, big shout out to the good folks over at Cultaholic. Very grateful for everything that you guys do. So, giving y'all a bit of credit. So, let's get going. So, as I'm seeing this on my screen, let's go top row and then we'll just go down. Now, there will be some that I don't quite recognize, but I will try to get through as many of them as possible. So, let's start off with, of course, Mia Yim. And unfortunately, I think she needs to leave. They're not doing anything really with Mia Yim. I know that when the OC was feuding with the Judgment Day, I knew that Mia Yim was supposed to be, the person that's going to take on Rhea Ripley. That hasn't quite worked out, but I think that Mia Yim is very talented. I think she can go anywhere around the world. And I think she would do much, much better. Maybe in like an AEW situation. Maybe go back to Impact. I think she could do really well there. Elias, he needs to leave. Same thing. They don't really have much for him creatively. So I would say, Elias, go and try your fortunes elsewhere. Dexter Lumis, this one's a tough one. When he was in NXT, he was just like, he was just a freak. And I mean that in a good way. Guy was a freak, and I like Dexter Lumis in NXT. They haven't done, WWE hasn't done much with Dexter Lumis on the main roster. I think that's kind of a sad tale of things to come. So, if they're going to do something with him, and maybe Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano, then fine, keep him. But otherwise, Dexter needs to leave too. Got Mustafa Ali. He's back in NXT and he is doing relatively okay down there. But I'm not entirely sure that he's going to get a push. People have been high on Mustafa Ali for many, many, many years. And people think, oh, they're going to push him. Oh, they're going to push him. They just never do. So, unfortunately, I think Mustafa Ali needs to leave. Well, we are essentially 0-4 right now. Tamina, she needs to leave. They don't have anything for her. I think that she is a great talent. But they don't really have anything for her. Piper Niven, she's one half of the Women's Tag Team Champions, so she is going to stay. Baron Corbin is back down in NXT, feuding with Bron Breakker, so he is safe. Now, this next one is a bit of an interesting situation. So, Nikki Cross is still on the roster, but she is going to school to get her, I think she is going for her doctorate degree. So we may not see much of Nikki for a while. So I would say keep Nikki Cross. She is absolutely amazing. Love her work in the ring, and when she was part of Sanity, holy smokes, right? Yeah, she was amazing. Akira Tozawa, he needs to leave. Chelsea Green, one half of the Women's Tag Team Champions, she's going to stay. Her former partner, Sonya Deville, unfortunately, is dealing with a knee injury right now. So I think that they will obviously keep her around. Now, I want to say that they're married. So this is a bit of a 2-for-1. Riddick Moss and Emma, and I think they need to leave. There's nothing for WWE, or WWE, I should say, has nothing for them right now, which is a shame because Riddick Moss was gaining some big-time traction with his feud with Baron Corbin, and then it just kind of just stopped. I don't get it. It's just weird. And Emma, I mean, she is good in the ring. Lots of untapped potential there. I just don't see it right at the moment. That they don't have, WWE doesn't have anything for either of them. Right. Moving on to the OC. So you have Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, and of course the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. Definitely keep them. They aren't really being used all that much, but be silly to let those three go. absolutely silly if WWE let those three go. Dolph Ziggler, he tried him back down in NXT, and that was like a quick, you know, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks down there, and he's pretty much been persona non grata. Yeah, so I think he's gone. Shotzi Blackheart, I like her, and I like what she was doing in Evolve. That's first that I saw her was at that Evolve house show. I was being shown on the WWE Network, everybody, WWE Network around the world. Here in the United States, it was on Peacock. So there is potential there for Shotzi. I just, it's unfortunately, I don't think they have much for her right at the moment. Natty Neidhart Wilson, she is amazing, and she is still a valued member of the WWE family. I think they're going to keep Natty. Now, this next one, this hurts. This hurts. A little bit of background. So, it's Karrion Kross, Scarlett. Bit of background. When Karrion came to NXT, and when I was on Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it these days, I basically was like, okay, so we're going to, you know, just reach out to him, and we're going to reach out to him and just see, you know, what happens. And it was so cool. It wasn't every time, but it was a lot of the times that I tweeted at Karrion Kross, and he would respond. I mean, he would respond to little old me, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that is so cool. And so we had a bit of back and forth going on. Wish that I could reinvigorate that relationship. But I was like, hey, if somebody's taking the time to actually write me back, tweet back at me, I'm not going to boo this guy. They brought him back to the main roster. He's done next to nothing on the main roster. And again, I'm afraid they don't have anything for him. And I'm doing the whole air quotes thing. So, as much as I love me some Karrion Kross. Love me some Karrion Kross. Love me some Scarlett. But I think they need to leave. Rick Boogs is up next. Hey, he had a rocket strapped to him when he was teaming with Shinsuke Nakamura. But then, you know, knee injury when they were facing the Usos happened, and Rick has been in some matches over the last little while, but essentially that ship has sailed. Bad Bunny, definitely keep. Ricochet, I think there is some potential there. So I would keep. Miz, absolutely keep. Shinsuke Nakamura, he is killing it right now, going after Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby. And so I think, yes, absolutely keep Shinsuke. Absolutely keep this guy. Next up, New Day. So yeah, Big E and Kofi Kingston I think if they're in the right program, if they have something going for them creatively, absolutely, they are good to go. Next one's up, the Viking Raiders. They're getting jobbed out left, right, up, and down. They need to leave. I watched them. Again, going back to the good folks over at Cultaholic. I watched the Viking Raiders at the time they were known as War Machine. What culture pro wrestling, which evolved into Defiant Wrestling. I saw Eric and Ivar. I'm like, oh my gosh, these guys are awesome. I mean, the crowds with them, they're wrecking balls. They have it all going for them. They've just kind of fallen off the edge of the planet, if you will. Unfortunately, Viking Raiders, Valhalla, they need to leave for greener pastures. Alpha Academy, Otis, and Chad Gable, they are still very much alive and well. They need to stay on the roster. Johnny Gargano and Candice LeRae. I know there's been talk about Candice, about Johnny Gargano re-teaming with Tommaso Ciampa. I wish they would do it. And this time, no fake out, we're going to put these two back together and then, we're going to break them up like 3 weeks later. I don't want to see that. Johnny Gargano feels lost. And it's not his fault. When he was in NXT, he was known as the heart and soul of NXT. But on the main roster, Johnny Gargano has felt like a bit of an aftermath. So I would like to see him with Tommaso Ciampa. Candice LeRae, I think if she wants to stay there and if they have something for her, I think there's that as well. All right, so then you've got, next up, MVP. He's, of course, managing the Nigerian giant, Omos. He is safe. Matt Riddle, he's safe, but boy, he's had a rough last year or so with his divorce and with, the back and forth that he had with Becky Lynch and Colby. It's just this, okay, what are you doing, Matt Riddle? Serious, what are you doing? He's teaming now with Drew McIntyre. Don't know how long that partnership will last, but keep Matt Riddle. Ronda Rousey is essentially gone again from WWE. I don't know if she'll come back. She's pretty divisive amongst fans. But I think she can do some amazing work if WWE does it right. And they should have done it right, which was, hey, when Ronda Rousey was in UFC, you knew that, well, you knew two things. One, that she was going to be the main event. And two, that it was from bell to bell, and everything else in between, it was 5 minutes. You knew what you were getting. She was the baddest woman on the planet. She still is. Still is the baddest woman on the planet. But, man, you knew what you were getting. You know, so from the time she came down the rampway, you know, through the introductions, and, the introductions, and the fight, and then the post-fight interview, it was like 5 minutes. You knew what you were getting. I wish WWE would have pretty much done that. But now that UFC and WWE are merged together under the banner of Endeavor and TKO Holdings, I really believe that this could be a chance for Ronda Rousey to come back if she wants. Shayna Baszler, she was dominant in NXT. She's been kind of an afterthought in the main roster. If they're not going to do anything with her, she needs to leave. The Brawling Brutes, Rich Holland, Sheamus, and Butch. I mean, they are still very much, you know, in the line of doing things. I don't really know what they're going to do with Rich Holland. I don't really know what they're going to do with Rich Holland. Sheamus, you know, is so amazing. Butch is getting some love, you know, right now, as he's been a part of the Heritage Cup Invitational Tournament down in NXT. So we may see that going forward for Butch. Bronson Reed, absolute monster. Keep Asuka, keep. Rey Mysterio, he's not going anywhere. The LWO, I would say they are going to probably stick around as well. Io Shirai, your WWE Women's Champion. And all this one's interesting, and it's Bayley. I like Bayley. I think Bayley is amazing. When she turned heel, I thought there is no gosh dang way that this is going to work. There is no gosh dang way this is going to work, because it's like complete polar opposite of what she portrayed for years and years and years. The happy-go-lucky, you know, huggy type, you know, person. But she has absolutely killed it as a heel, as a bad guy, if you will. I know that she's gotten into a bit of a tiff with your now new NXT women's champion, Becky Lynch, but I don't really know what's going to happen with that. So there's that. Dakota Kai, if there's something there, I'd keep her. Imperium, Ludwig Kaiser, Vinci, and of course, Gunther. I will always call him Walter, you know. So Imperium, they're still killing it. I would keep him. Solo, don't get me started about Solo. He's not going anywhere. The Usos, they're in a bit of a weird spot. Jay is now on Raw, and apparently he's feuding with Drew McIntyre. Jimmy was there for a while. I don't know what's happening with Jimmy. You got Jimmy. I don't know what you're going to do with that. You got Judgment Day. So Rhea Ripley, of course, Damian Priest, Dirty Dominic Mysterio, and Finn Balor. They're all killing it. They are safe. The Street Profits, I guess, are now aligned with Bobby Lashley. So they haven't really done too much with them, but I think that they are safe. Cody, safe. Charlotte, safe. This bottom row is basically safe. Charlotte, safe. Cozy, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they're safe. Bianca Belair, safe. Roman Reigns, safe. Austin Theory, safe. How good has that interaction between Austin Theory and The Rock been? That is pretty cool. Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, keep them. Brock Lesnar comes and goes, so he's safe. And then, of course, your NXT Women's Champion, Becky Lynch. So, that's keep or let go. So, I'm going to go through the entire, and I mean the entire, PWI 500. Now, I won't say much. I'll just give you, the names. A lot of these names, unfortunately, I don't know, and I apologize, but let's get going on this. So, starting off, number 500, Andre Chase from Chase U drops in at 500. Up from there, Big Dust, A.K. Willis, Aiden Rex, Anastasia, Morningstar, Stan Styles, Austin Luke, Johnny Robbie, George South, Andrew Tang, Saul Esparza, there you go, Rob Radke, Love Doug, Rico Gonzalez, Ren Ayabe, MBM, Levi Everett, Keddy Trey, Laura Crew, Myung Jai Lee, Alpha Zoe, L. Atleta Manu, Moxie Malone, Chuck Dixon, VSK, Josephine Navarro, Colt Cabana, 474, Bobby Buffett, Koei Kinoshita, Davey Vega, Redshaw, Rachel Armstrong, Chris Wilde, Ruthless Lala, Hagan Chanel, and I apologize if I mispronounce some of these names, Vinny Pacifico, Gary J, Jeffrey John, Lucia Lee, Jimmy Townsend, Max Zero, Ken Broadway, Ron Hunt, Dijak, 457, Liam Slater, 456, Jack Draper, Derek Neal, Danhausen from AEW, 453, Ben K, Cheeseburger is 451, Ricky Martin, Aaron Hinar, Tommy Vendetta, Channing Thomas, Suge D, Zachary Wentz, Little Mean Kathleen, Miles Millennium, LSG, Ziggy Hyam, my man, Karrion Kross, about halfway up at 440. Rebel Kell, Andrew Everett, Puma Del, Puma Del Oro, there we go, Tenali, Bryce Donovan, Ashton Star, Maggot, that's a fun name, Alice Crowley, Sunny Kiss, who also has left AEW. They are at 431. Milo, Bobby Orlando, Kevin Bennett, Joe Sager, Pete Phoenix, Emerson Jane, Brian Johnson, Cody Chun, Zach Patterson, Unsocial, Jordan, Danny DeManto, GPA, Jai Vidal, Aiden Prince, Kulikio, Urge Me, or not Kulikio, sorry, Aikulio, QT Marshall. QT Marshall is 415. Kratos, Vixen, Lucky Ali, Mike Hartenbauer, Bojack Facade, Jaden Newman, Camaro, Jackson, Dirty Dango. Dirty Dango is 406. Still going strong. You got Jesse Goddard's, Devin Monroe, Darian Bingston, Riho. Riho is at 402. Anthony Henry, Josh Woods, Kuan, Stephen Wolf, Koshi, Yoshi, Yoshi Hashi, Jossi, JT Dunn, Shunma, Katsumata, Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler at 393. Joel Bateman, Aries, Erfan, Carl Anderson, 389. Alex Colon, Jew Diz, Jimmy Lloyd, Tarek Jr. Benito, Iho D. Connors, Lupus, Suji Ikizawa, Iho Del Parata, Morgan, Bobby Beverly, Great Ocon, Balian Aki, Jaden, Sandra Moon, Takumi Tsukamoto, Gabriel Kidd, Bad Dude Tito, Juicy Finale, Charles Crowley, Derek Dillinger, Beef, I love that name, Beef, Jay Bougie, Mike Bennett, Mike Bennett makes a stop in 367. Katia Murray, Vaughn, Vertigo, Max the Impaler, Hiroki Gotu, Vito Vertali, Masato Tanaka. Oh, Masato Tanaka, wow. Okay, 361, all right. Marcus Mathers, Mick Moretti, Clint Magira, Alexa, Nicole, Yo, Trent 7. Trent 7. 355. Shout out to Trent. Yamamoto. Lou O'Farrell. Anthony Green. Hyo. Danny Limelight. Davis Williams, Judas Icarus, Erica Lee, Malcolm Monroe, Agile Blank, MV Young, Big Damo, big shout out to Big Damo. My gosh, we talked about Nikki Cross. And so big shout out to Big Damo. Sonico, Cashflow, Jason Lee, Matt Taven, Chad Gable, 338, John Hawking, Evil Uno, Evil Uno is 336, Cherry Stevens, Tachi, Mentalo, Intellecto Estrellas, Warhorse Horace, Connor Mills, Francisco, Akira, Jessica, Troy, Storm, Grayson, Eamon, Eamon, Asman, Tony D'Angelo, 324, big shout out to him, Shane Taylor, O'Shea Edwards, Carlos Zamora, Delilah Doom, Kaito Ishida, Andino, Kid Lykos, Aaron Echo, Ishan, Jack Christ, Jake Sheehan, Manabu Soya, Jeff Cobb, Jack Morris, Matt Hayter, Joshua Bishop, Mysterious Q, Commander Edith Surreal, Evil is at 304, John Hennigan, Mr. Excitement, Mr. Johnny Everything, I guess you could say, with all of his travels, John Hennigan is 303, Starboy Charlie, Clark Connors, Cole Radrick. All right, we are now into the 200s. Baron Corbin, 299. Luchasaurus, 298. Jake Something, Benjamin Toll, El Phantasmo, Kofi Kingston, big drop, huge drop. It's down to 294. Mahabli, Ashura, Chris Ridgeway, TJP, wow, 291. Big shout out to TJP. Atticus Koger, Evan River, Joey Ace, Corndog, Paris Vandale, Carlito. Big shout out to the newly re-signed Carlito, 285. Yuma, Anzai, Tommy Knight, Kid Bandit, Jordan Blade, Robbie X. Big shout out to Dalton Castle, back in Ring of Honor, 279. Mitch Clark, EO O'Neill, Richard Holiday, Zaya Bronner, Kushida, 274. I saw him just the other day on Impact 1000. Could not be any prouder of Kushida. I wish WWE would have done something more with him, but Kushida is killing it in Impact Wrestling. Yuya Uemura, Kevin Blanchard, Yuki Ueno, Killian McMurphy, Matt Angel, Ricky Shane Page, Hideyoshi,
Kaitani or Kamitani, Adam Brooks, Timothy Thatcher. Big shout out to Timothy Thatcher. 265. Lindsey Dorado, same for him. 264. Axel Tischer. Tony Deppen. Ricky South. Trey Lamar. Ultimo Guerrero. Jordan Clearwater. Bhupinder. Gohar. Action Andretti. Tracy Williams. Imperador. Azteca. Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee makes list about halfway up, 253. Kevin Knight, Charles Mason, Jasmine McKenzie, Ichiban, Kevin Koo, Sawyer, Rec, Ninja Mac, Kenzie Page, Alex Coughlin, Leighton Buzzard, Tommaso Ciampa, 242, Dante, Martin Leon Slater, Robert Dreisker, Man Like Darius, Jack Cartwheel, Chris Adonis, Julian Ward, Rich Swan, 234. Dominic Griney, Morgan Finley, June Kasai, Lance Archer, 230, Stu Grayson, 229, LePark, Johnny Gargano, Mr. Johnny Wrestling, 227, Vinny Massaro, Alan Angels, Matt Falco, Colby Carino, Drilla Mahoney, Brian Myers, Moose, 220, Kenny King, 219, Yuya Aoki, Matthew Justice, Sammy Callahan, saw him also at Impact 1000. He's 216. Jody Threat, Christopher Daniels, big shout out Christopher Daniels, 214. Trick Williams, tooling round, 213. Good job on you, Trick. Seriously, good job on you. Silas Mason, Robbie Eagles, Axiom, 210. EC3. Big shout out to EC3, 209. Takashi Segura, Willie Mack. Big shout out to Willie Mack. Have not seen him for quite a while. 207. Kez Evans, Ren Narita, Eddie Edwards. Shout out to Eddie Edwards, 204. Cody Diener. Shout out to Davey Boy Smith Jr., 202. Mao, 201. Joe Gacy, 200. Myron Reed. Casey Kirk. Brandon Kirk. Lee Moriarty. Sammy D. Lawrence Roman. Matt Hardy. Shout out to Matt Hardy. 193. PCO. I saw him on Impact 1000. That dude, I mean, he's an ageless wonder. Dude's scary. I wouldn't want to be in the ring with the guy. And I mean that in a good way. Dude's still going. So PCO, 192. Homicide, 191. Dralistico, Adam Priest, Kyle Fletcher, Tom Latimer, Max Caster. Max Caster, 186. Butch, 185. Dark Sheik. Tyler Bate, 183. Casey Navarro. Dax Harwood. We got a Dax Harwood sighting, 181. Omari Mizuki, Watazi, Stuka Jr., Levinel, Tamatonga, big shout out to you, my man, 176, Nick Gage, 175, Omos, 174, Marco Estrada, JD McDonough. This one's like what? 172. I mean, that is criminal right there. Bully Ray, 171. Ethan Page, Drew Parker, Rush, Bobby Anthony, Becca. Nathan Frazier is down 165. Matt Riddle, 164. One called Manders, Gringo Loco, Spike Trivet, John Wayne Murdoch, Yota Tsuji, Black Taurus, Manus, or Mance Warner, Leo Rush, saw him during Impact 1000 in a losing effort to I am blanking on the name. I apologize. One half of the Motor City Machine Guns for the X Division Championship. Hoodfoot, Brody King, 154. June Akiyama, Titus Alexander, Ilya Dragunov, 151. What? Okay. Bronson Reed, 150. All right, folks. I'm going to do a very quick, very, very, very quick pause on this. So far, going through the first 350 names, big names that are on that list that I'm just like, are you kidding? I mean, Kofi Kingston, down where he is, Ilya Dragunov, I'm shocked. All right, so let's keep going. So Ricochet, 149. Tetsuya Endo, 148. Nick Wayne, Shota Umino. Mark Briscoe, 145. Darius Carter, Buddy Matthews, 143. Shout out to Buddy. Juice Robinson, 142. The Miz, 141. Santos Escobar, 140. Yuki Yoshioka. Joey Janela, 138. There is talk of him going to WWE. Matt Tremont, Bandito. 136, Ali Catch, Ace Austin, Minoru Suzuki, the ageless wonder himself, 133. I again, shout out to Cultaholic. Apparently, Minoru Suzuki had a bullet train match recently that I only saw like about 3 seconds of. That was wild. That was wild. I will try my best to find that, and then we'll talk about that on Saturday. Kerry Morton, Eric Price, L.A. Knight. Oh, man. 130. Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Wow. Akira, Atlantis Jr., Taji Ishimori, Kanosuke Takeshita, Chris Bay, Laredo Kid, 124, Yuji Okibashi, 123, Atsuki Ayogi, Effie, Katoshiko Nakajima, L. Lindemann, Jonathan Gresham, L. Iho Dell, Dr. Wagner Jr., Ricky Knight Jr., L. Desperado, Jordan Oliver, Shinsuke Nakamura, 113. What? Okay. Yuma Aoyagi, Chris Sabin. My apologies, Chris Sabin, your new 10-time X Division champion. Kevin Blackwood, Mustafa Ali, 108. Tom Lawler, Templario, Fred Roser, Kato Yori, Shibata, Hook. That's Taz's kid, 103. What? Brian Keith, 102. Jay Lethal, 101. Okay. Hina, Yamashita. All right, folks, we have cracked the top 100. So at 99, AJ Styles. What? T-Hawk, Michael Oko, Billy Starks, Calvin Tankman, Dominic Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio comes in 94. Shitaro Ishino, Shingo Tanagi, Frankie Kazarian, 91, Pac, 90, Chris Brooks, 89, Soberano Jr., Hayata, Master Wado, Volador Jr., Joe Hendry, shout out to my main man, Joe Hendry, 84. Good on you there, buddy. Dragon Rojo Jr., Trish Adora, Cruel Madoka Kikuta, Rocky Romero, Rocky, 79. Good job. Kristen Archer, Eddie Kingston, 77. Okay. Naruki Doi, Titan, David Finley. Big shout out to David. Apparently he is WWE bound. Jack Perry, son of Luke Perry. That's right. Son of Luke Perry. Mr. Cry Me a River. I'm using real glass, 73. Pentagon Jr., 72. Damian Priest at 71. Okay. Sam Adonis, Daniel Garcia, Kenzo Miyahara, Blake Christian, Wesley 66, Phoenix 65, Shigaro Iri, Wheeler Yuta, Tamaharo Ishii is at 62? What? Finn Balor is at 61? Okay. Satoshi Kojima, Powerhouse Hobbs, Tyrus, 58, Nick Aldis, the new producer backstage, or one of the new producers backstage, Nick Aldis, former NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, 57, good on you, Sir Jacob Fatu. This guy needs to be in WWE immediately. Sheamus, 54. Rey Mysterio, 53. Psycho Clown. Sammy Guevara, 51. Edge. Edge is clear down to 50? Okay. Darby Allin. Darby Allin, 49. Alex Shelley is 48. Wardlow's 47. Miscos, 46. Austin Theory, 45. What? Okay, Yuji Nagata, big shout out to Yuji, my man, 44, Ricky Starks, 43, Hiroshi Tanahashi's 42, okay, Stevie Macklin, Kenta's at 40, wow, Mike Bailey, Solo Sikoa, 38, Braun Breaker, 37, Zack Sabre Jr. is only at 36. Okay. Kano, Alex Kane, Shun Skywalker, Jay White's at 32, Matt Cardona's at 31, Gran Guerrero, Kayato, Kayo Mia, Adam Page is at 28. Hiromu Takahashi. Takahashi is at 27. Drew, 26. Kenny Omega, 25. Jericho, 24. Jake Lee. Sami Zayn is at 22. What? Kevin Owens is at 21? What? Bobby Lashley, 19. Okay. Now this is getting to be a bit of a what? Alexander Hammerstone, Will Ospreay, Brian Danielson, 16, Masha Slamovich, Samoa Joe, 14, Carmelo Hayes, 13, Claudio Castagnoli, 12, Sanina is at 11. Then here's the top 10, and we gotta go. We gotta go. So very quickly, Cody Rhodes, 10, Josh Alexander, 9, Orange Cassidy, 8, Kazuchika Okada, down at 7, what? MJF, 6, El Hijo del Vecino, 5, Gunther, Walter, is that 4? He's at 4? Okay, John Moxley, 3, Roman Reigns, 2, and Seth freaking Rollins, aka Colby, your number 1 wrestler. So, well, I will be back here in just a bit. I'm going to do one more segment talking about CM Punk. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we are back. And as promised, going to, you know, switch gears, a lot of information coming your way, but we're going to switch gears, going to talk about CM Punk and the possibility of him coming back to WWE. Now, keep this date in your mind, put it on a calendar, put it in your phones, whatever you gotta do. But circle November 25th for one very, very simple reason. Survivor Series is in Chicago. It's at the Allstate Arena. And hey, a lot of people have been speculating that's when Punk will show up. I don't know. I, I,
I've had my heart broken so many times. So I'm not really too entirely sure if Punk is going to, if Punk's going to be back in WWE. But, we'll see what happens. So if that does happen, that will be on November 25th. Also, wanted to share some exciting news with you guys. Now, this podcast will always stay here. So the podcast is not going away. I have an opportunity. It's still very early on in the process, but I am in the process of the onboarding to be a host of a new sports show, general sports show at the University of Arizona Camp Radio, KAMP. And I am super excited about that. Went there today. Pretty much got a quick run through of, how everything is and all that. And then coming up later, I'm going to be going in for kind of like a sample run, if you will. So, very excited about that. And then, finally, I'd like to thank everybody that's listened to this program. Like to thank everybody, the good folks over at Cultaholic. Everybody at Cultaholic for their timely news and information that I use from time to time right here on this year's show. Like to thank the good folks over at Envato Elements for the opportunity to use their royalty-free media. And big shout out to Mr. Craig Smith and OneStopWrestling.com for allowing me to be a part of their group. So that is this very special edition of the Russell Wortham Show. I will be back on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday. We will be going over Raw, NXT, SmackDown. Let me see when No Mercy is. So, No Mercy is September 30th. So, that will be that will be on the docket, as well as Fastlane will be on October 7th. So we will also be previewing Fastlane as well. So a lot to get through on Saturday. But until I see you guys on Saturday, this is Russell Wortham. And just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys on Saturday.